Blog Talk Radio. Hi guys, and welcome. My apologies, my headset was not working properly, but I'm here. My name is Debbie Martin Garcia, and I am here to do Pure Inspiration Talks. So thanks for joining me. If you haven't joined me before, welcome. Today's show, and every week I desire to inspire, motivate, and uplift you to live a purpose-filled life after going through such difficult and challenging times, as I do still even now. My desire is to help others on their own personal journey of finding their purpose. So this week's show, I have entitled it 2 months to Make Things Happen. And for those of you who may know or may not know, I actually broadcast this on Periscope as well. So I'm actually going to go over onto Periscope, even though my screen has just my screen has actually gone away from me. So I'm going to have to type this in again. So I hope that your week is going great for you. I have had a challenging week so far, and I only can believe that it will actually get better. I am declaring and decreeing that it will get better, and things will just, you know, I wouldn't say just work out for themselves, because I believe that we have to work at things in order for things to get better. So I am hoping that, and praying and declaring and decreeing, that things will be getting better. So, right, I'm on Periscope for those of you on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining. Today's topic, for those of you who are on Periscope, is 2 months to make things happen. So, as we all know, we are in October. And for those of you who's joined me before, in September, I basically said September is a month to remember. And the reason why I was saying September should be a month to remember, because we're like 3/4 of the year through at that point in time. And so my thing is to get your gear in motion and to really push hard the last 3 months of the year. Now, for me, September be a month that I remember, because it's been like none other month this year. And I wish that I could report that it was a phenomenal month. I can look at it on both sides of the coin. It was a month where I became director in a new firm that I started with, a new company, which was, hi Sunshine Louise, a new company that I joined. So I became director in September. So that was something really, really positive to remember. But also in the month of September, 6 people passed away. People who were close to me, people who were friends of friends. But September will definitely be a month that I remember. And for you, for those of you who joined me during that time, you will know that I was speaking about setting your goals, being enthusiastic, you know, living your life on purpose, you know. I'm trying to remember all of them, because I've got it written down, but I've got so many different notebooks. Thank you for the hearts. I've got so many different notebooks. I was actually trying to find it so that I could share it again with you, because I'm going to be talking about 2 months to make things happen. So we've got this month, yeah, but we've also got November and December, and I want you to start thinking, what is it that you're going to do in this month, October? We've just started it. You may have been derailed last month. I'm not going to say I was derailed. I was a bit deflated because of all of the loss during that month, and trying to support people and trying to start a new business and all of that. It really, I really kind of felt a bit burnt out. And I have to not had to have to recoup, and it's becoming quite challenging because for those of you who follow me on social media, you will know that October this month, the 22nd, I will be having a book tour called The Phenomenal Book Tour with Dr. Ava Brown. Awesome. Awesome. That is great. Well done. That is fantastic. So for the Phenomenal Book Tour is October the 22nd, and then we carry it over into Birmingham on the 5th. So it definitely is a busy time. Thanks for joining, those of you on Periscope. So it definitely has been a busy time, and it still is going to be a busy time until the end of the year. So let's get into 2 months to remember. So for those of you who know, I actually like doing acronyms, and the reason why I do acronyms is to stay focused and for it to be easier for you guys, so that you guys can also stay focused and actually write notes. So it's as simple as October. I'm doing an acronym with the month October. So this isn't something difficult for you guys to remember. So if you've got your pens and paper, that's fantastic. Thanks for joining. Mostly annoyed. I hope that you're not mostly annoyed all the time. But I hope that you've got your pens and paper, because I'm going to give you a quick blitz in on how to make things happen for the last couple of months in the year. So it's important. Thanks for joining. It's important that we just don't say, oh, we're into another month and kind of just go with the tide. It's important for us, whether we've been derailed or not in September, but it's important for us to probably look at our goals again and see how they are working out for us. See if, thanks for joining, see if you need to refocus those goals, set new ones, whatever it is. You can look at each month as it comes. Actually, you can look at each day as it comes or each week as it comes. It's totally down to you. I normally plan my month in advance. And like I said, so much happened last month that I was like refocusing, like looking at where I'm going, what I'm doing. Oh, thank you. That's awesome. Did not write goals in the book. I didn't actually read the end of that. When I actually get started with the acronym, I'm going to say that I'm going to leave questions until the end anyway. Thanks for joining, guys. But I'm glad that you've been motivated, and I'm absolutely glad that you got a job this month. I think that is fantastic. Well, last month, that is absolutely fantastic. So thanks for the hearts. Love the hearts. I know that's coming from Sunshine Louise because the colour. But one day I overcame the fear of failure. Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. You see, whatever you put your mind to, Victoria, you can actually do it. You can do whatsoever you desire because you've actually thought it. You see, your thoughts, let me just sidetrack a little bit. Your thoughts determine the way you feel, and the way that you feel determine how you're going to act. So if you're thinking more positively, you'll feel good and you'll act upon that. So yeah, that's absolutely phenomenal. That's fantastic. So let's get on to 2 months to make things happen. Okay, so like I said, October, we've got October, the month of October. And sorry, somebody else is here having their little chat. Whilst we're actually trying to chat. So I'm just going to deal with these that have just come on here. Hope you guys don't mind. Wow, just seems like so many. I think that might be it now. So guys, forgive me because I'm just trying to block a few people who've just jumped on. So for you guys who are here, thank you for joining. You can share with others, let them know that I'm here, Debbie MG, and I'm about to go into 2 months to make things happen. Right, so like I said, acronym will be October. So the month of October, I'm trying to make it simple, guys. So the month of October, if you write that down, I will be speaking about how to make things happen in the month of October for you. So the first one is to be optimistic. Don't matter how things seem, don't matter how you feel, you have to speak yourself into feeling optimistic. I don't know if you are a pessimist, but I am going to encourage you to think optimistically. You see, last month there was so many people who was passing away, and so I know that I don't have time to play. I know that I have to be focused on my goals and on my visions. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I have to stay focused on those, and I am remaining optimistic in spite of the situations and circumstances around me. And one of the things that I know is important in order for us to accomplish whatever we desire is for us to think and feel optimistic, in order for us to move forward. It's essential for us to be optimistic. Without optimism, we will actually be thinking negative. And so therefore, if we're thinking negative, we are going to do negative things. We are going to be focusing on the things that are taking us away from our purpose, taking us away from our goals, and causing us to go down a route of sometimes depression. Sometimes it can oppress us. We can be going down a route where we don't even know what the outcome is going to be, but we allow situations and circumstances to take us there and back us into a corner. And then it's difficult for us to get the help and for us to get the support, because if you put yourself out there to be an optimist, but at home, in your private world, you are actually a pessimist and you can't focus and you can't set yourself goals and you can't accomplish the things that you want, sooner or later, you're on a downward spiral of feeling depressed of where you're at. So despite how you think and despite how you feel, despite the circumstances, I would encourage you for the month of October to be optimistic. The second word that I've actually written down is consistent. So are you currently consistent? Are you doing the things that you should be doing day in, day out? So for one of the things that I do day in, day out, I try to read the Word of God. I know has to be, thanks Sunshine Louise, that's one of the things that I know that I have to be consistent with. Why? Because that's something that I believe helps me and guides me through my day to day, my week to week, my month to month, my year to year. I believe that these things are something that guides me. So that's what I do for myself. I'd be consistent in that. I'm also consistent in my daily affirmations, because being consistent in my daily affirmations helps me to think and feel positive about myself, about the things that I am desiring and wanting to accomplish. So I declare and I decree, and I also make affirmations. So, you know, there's some days where I can make a daily affirmation like, I'm awesome, I'm wonderful, I'm great. And I might not be feeling awesome, wonderful, and great, but those are the things that I focus on. Those are the things that I say despite how I think and feel and despite how the situation looks. So I stay consistent in those things. What do you stay consistent in that you can say? I know some of us, we probably have a job, a day-to-day job, and so we are consistent in that. I'm not actually talking about those kind of things. I'm talking about consistent in focusing on your purpose, focusing on your goals, because your day-to-day job is, to me, I would say, a vehicle, something that we use to get the finances to facilitate our purpose and our dreams and, you know, our passions, the things that we like in life. So somebody recently said to me that they wanted to set up an orphanage in Africa. So because they wanted to set up an orphanage in Africa, they actually opened up a shop. And so they opened up a shop, and that's their day-to-day running. But the money that they make from the shop, they're taking that to set up their orphanage. So you may have a day-to-day job, but you might have a passion and a desire that you know is your purpose. And so in that thing, you need to be consistent in it so that you can continually do the things that you need to do. So your job, I believe, is a vehicle to that. It should be. I believe that we should be earning enough, more than enough, that we can facilitate our passions and our dreams and our goals and our desires. So that's where I'm talking about consistency. Consistency is the key to you doing and getting the things that you need to get in life and out of life. The third thing is tenacity. Hi, thanks for joining. Tenacity. So you know what? With all that you're doing, it is easy for us to lose that zeal. It is easy for us to feel how hard things are and to take on board the things that don't make us feel good. But I want you to have that tenacity. I want you to feel good, feel passionate, feel the drive, keep moving and keep focusing on the very things that you want. Because you know what? When you feel that, it makes you want to continue. Other people see how zealous you are, how hyped you are, how much you're putting into it. And so therefore it causes them also, it's kind of like a rippling effect. It's kind of one of those things that if you're thinking and feeling like that and you're putting it out there, that other people can actually feel that. It's like my friend Karen says, it's like a happy ripple. And so I found it important for me to continue and have that strength, have that zeal, have that passion continuously, because I know that that is going to help me get through. So we're talking about 2 months to make things happen. And I'm using the acronym October, and we are now at O for obstacles. Yeah, there you go. Happy ripple. I didn't even know you was on there. So we're now at obstacles. Why did I put that in there? I put that slap bang in the middle. So I've got OCT, and then underneath the obstacle, I've got BER. Why? Because in the middle of you doing all what you're doing, you will and can face obstacles. And so I wanted to slap it right in the middle there, because I wanted us to be realistic. Last month there was so much obstacles, there was so much opposition. Only if you know how much opposition there was last month. I mean, even now there, those things have come over with me into October, because I'm having to exactly, Karen. I'm having to, you know, on Saturday, let me just put this out there. On Saturday, there was 2 wakes, 9 nights, or whatever you want to call them, gathering of people for in the Caribbean, they call it 9 nights, where you come together and you just need to spend time with friends and family. There was 2 on Saturday, and then there's 1 tomorrow. And then there is my friend's funeral next Wednesday, and then there's another one next Thursday. This is what I'm talking about. So even though my mindset and the way that I feel and the challenges that I'm facing and the support that I'm trying to give to other people, even though that happened in September, it's followed us over into October, and we just have to deal with it and we just have to face it full on. There's no point in us running away from those obstacles, because they're going to be there. The opposition's going to be there. And I just want to encourage you that when you are faced with these obstacles, and when you are faced with the opposition and the voices of opposition and the voices that are telling you, no, you can't get out of bed today because you're just not feeling too good. And the voice that is saying, oh, you know what? Everyone will understand if you just don't do this or you don't show up. And no, those are voices of opposition. I'm going to tell you to get out of bed. I'm going to tell you to strive to have the best day that you can, that you speak into your own life. Or if you can't speak into your own life, find somebody who can. Switch on something that is going to encourage you on the TV. Switch on some audio that is going to encourage you, that's going to motivate you to get up and keep it moving. Because you know what? The moment you sit down, the moment you give in, is the moment you start to go on that downward spiral, and you're giving in challenges and the opposition. You're giving in to that. Thank you. And so I don't want you to feel as though you cannot overcome the obstacles. It's right in the middle of what I've written. And I've put it there for a reason, because right in the middle of you feeling successful and you feeling as though, right, I've got this together and I'm going to keep on moving, right in the middle can come your obstacle and can come your challenge. Something that hits you sideways, upside your head, it can do all of that. But what I'm going to say to you is that I am pre-warning you. I am pre-warning you in the month of October, there will be challenges, there will be obstacles, there will be oppositions. And I am pre-warning you because I know that we have the ability to allow situation and circumstance to knock us to six. And I'm saying be prepared. Be on the defense. Be on the defense already. Do you get what I mean? Be ready for these oppositions and obstacles and challenges. Be ready. That's all I'm saying, because trust me, I so was not ready. I so was not ready last month. I really was not. But you know what? I realized that in me not being ready, it actually enabled me to be ready. You know, it enabled me to say, whoa, this is crazy. I need to like dig my heels in. I need to be ready for some of this stuff that is going to come my way and know how I'm going to face it, know how I'm going to encourage, know how I'm going to uplift people through their difficult and challenging times. And sometimes you can be going through the obstacles and going through the pain and the hurt, but you still have to find it somewhere within you to help someone else. And if you've listened to me before, you would have listened to me about having your cup full and flowing over, and to reflect on how to approach it. You know, having your cup full and flowing over simply means that you are not at a place where your cup is half full and you're giving out of that half empty cup, and you're giving and giving and giving until that cup is actually empty. So, sorry, I'm doing as much as I could. The opposition making it hard as much as they could. Sorry, I didn't catch all of that. But I can definitely stay focused on those comments that you're making later on if they're not so long. Sorry. If they're small comments, I can read them quickly. If they're long comments, it just takes me a little bit longer. But the reason why, you know, we have to fill ourselves up is because when people are in need of us, you don't have to be a motivational speaker. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be any of that for somebody to call upon you and need your help and need your support. It is really for you to be at a place where your cup is full and flowing over. How do you do that? You basically fill yourself up with as much empowerment, as much stuff that you need in you that is going to encourage you, so you can be speaking from a place of knowing, speaking from a place of being full up, and I'm going to give you this help and support. Last month, I literally felt like, because of so many obstacles and so many oppositions and so much that was going on, I felt as though I had filled up and was flowing over most definitely 3/4 of the way throughout the month. But coming to the latter end of the month, I felt like I was running on reserves. Like there was just like there was like dregs in the bottom, and you know, not remembering to top up myself, you know. So the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because you're going to need to do that just as much as I'm going to remember to have to keep on topping up, keep on topping up. So the next point that I'm actually raising for the month of October is the letter B. And with all the obstacles that you might face, I want you to be brave. I want you to be brave. I want you to really push out your chest. Really think about what it is that you're going to do and take that step, take that leap. Know within yourself that you can actually do this. Know that you can succeed, that you can accomplish the very things that you actually set out to do. Because in all that you're doing, whatever it might may be, when challenges come your way, you're going to have to step into a place where you can now believe and think that you are brave to overcome, to do, to succeed, to go through whatever it is. I'm just saying that I know for a fact that the next couple of months, the things that I'm planning on doing, the things that I've had aligned myself to do, I am going to have to be brave. I am going to have to do some stuff that I probably don't want to do. Don't feel like doing right now. I don't really feel like doing much, but you know what? Hey, I have to do it. It's something that I've been called to do. It's something that I actually love doing what I'm doing right now. But sometimes when difficult times are ahead or things that you're faced with currently, you have to say, I can do this. I'm going to be brave. Despite how I feel, I'm going to be brave. And I constantly encourage people to speak to their self. I know what they say, you know, talking to yourself is the first sign of madness. No, it's not. It's just making yourself know and be aware of your situation, your circumstance, and speaking life into your situation or circumstance. Speaking life to yourself instead of speaking negativity. We hear that negative voice in our head, so why not counteract that with something positive? So I want you to think about the month of October and say, I am going to be brave. I am, you know, in the Word of God, when it says that God is, I am, He's like our everything. I want you to be able to say to yourself, I am brave. You can say I am before a lot of things, but I want you to say for this month to say, I am brave. The next thing that I want to share with you, got two more, and I'm going to wrap up very quickly because those on Blog Talk Radio has got like 4 minutes. So E is for endurance. So for those of you who read the Word of God, we know that those that endure to the end, that you guys will be absolutely blessed. Those of us that endure, you know, the race is not for the swift. It's not, I don't know if you know the story of the hare and the tortoise. that's right, saying out loud, most definitely. The story of the tortoise and the hare, and, you know, the hare was just like, you know, really cocky, running on ahead, feeling like, yeah, I've got this. And he basically was running that fast race. He was there and he was like, yeah, I'm going to get to the finishing line. And because he was just like so ahead of the game, he was just like, you know what, I've got time to sit and rest. I've got time to just chill right here by the tree and take my time because, you know, old slow tortoise is back there somewhere. And unbeknownst to him, he fell off to sleep and he was there sleeping for quite some time. And the tortoise was able to, like, just take his own jolly old time and go past. And I know that sometimes we feel as though people are going ahead of us and things are going really fast and you just need to do it like yesterday. But I want to say that the race isn't necessarily for the swift, but it is for those that are enduring, those that are keep on moving. As long as you just keep on moving, guys, you will accomplish what it is that you are setting out to do. The moment you stop, the moment you decide this is too much, I cannot do it, and you stop, then you're out of the race. You're out of the race. So I just want to encourage you that you are to endure, because when you are... keep going when you snooze, you lose. When you endure, you actually are stronger. You are actually more focused. You are taking your time and you're accomplishing the very things that you probably didn't think that you can accomplish. So that's endurance. I need you and want you to endure throughout this month of October. I need and want you to endure throughout the month of November and December, and hit that 2017 like you've never hit it before. But going into it saying, you know what, I've made it through 2016. The final one is radical. Radical. We have to, like, be radical. With whatever you're doing, you have to step it up. You have to make your voice be heard. You have to be doing some stuff that you haven't done before simply because you can. You can be as radical as you want to be. And I'm saying to myself, in the month of October, I am going to do some radical stuff. And I hope that you guys are going to join me being radical, staying focused, making sure that you step outside of the box, not stay inside of the box, that you actually say, you know what, yeah, I'm going to do something extra radical. I'm going to do something crazy. I don't, when I say radical, I mean radical in the sense of, for me, I am stepping it up. So this month in my business, I'm going executive director. That's me being radical. That's me really stepping up my game. Do you get what I mean? Not doing the same old, not staying in your comfort zone, but stepping outside of yourself and being absolutely radical. For those of you who on Blog Talk Radio, I just want to say thank you ever so much for joining me on Pure Inspiration Talks. This is Debbie MG, and I am looking forward to you joining me once again next week, Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Bye for now. You can actually join me on Periscope at Debbie MG1. Bye for now. So that's those guys that are on